WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Jackson Reed, your daily dose of motivation, coming at you live from wherever I happen to have internet access today. And trust me, sometimes that's more random than my sock drawer. But hey, we're all about embracing the chaos, right? Speaking of chaos, have you ever noticed how society seems obsessed with avoiding failure like it's the plague? We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to be perfect, to succeed at everything we touch. But let me tell you something. That kind of thinking is a recipe for burnout and serious anxiety. Today, we're diving headfirst into something super important: how to cultivate a positive relationship with failure and mistakes. Because guess what? They're not your enemies. In fact, they're the secret sauce to growth, learning, and becoming the best versions of yourselves. Ever felt like you've hit a wall, like no matter how hard you try, things just aren't clicking? You know that feeling when you think you're doomed to repeat the same mistakes over and over again? Well, I'm here to tell you that's not true. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe failure and turn those blunders into stepping stones to success. 1. Failure is feedback, not a full stop. Think of every setback as valuable information. It's like you're in a GPS trying to guide you in the right direction. Instead of seeing it as a sign that you're a failure, view it as a chance to learn and adjust your course. Like that time I tried baking a cake for my niece's birthday and ended up with something that looked more like a volcanic eruption. Yeah, that was feedback. It taught me to follow the recipe a little more closely next time. 2. Embrace the learning curve. Let's be real, nobody becomes an overnight expert at anything. Every master started as a beginner who stumbled, tripped, and fell flat on their face more times than they care to admit. The key is to not fear those falls, but to use them as opportunities to learn and grow. Remember that saying, practice makes perfect. Well, sometimes practice makes progress. And that's enough. 3. We define success. Our society often throws this word around like it's the holy grail. But true success isn't about avoiding failure, it's about learning from it, pushing through challenges, and becoming resilient in the face of adversity. It's about showing up every day and doing your best, even when things get tough. 4. Celebrate small wins. Don't wait for some monumental achievement to celebrate. Acknowledge and appreciate those little victories along the way. They add up. You landed that tricky jump shot in basketball. Boom, celebrate that. You finished a challenging work project on time. High five. Every step forward, no matter how small, deserves to be recognized. 5. Find your support system. We're not meant to navigate this crazy journey alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, encourage you, that remind you that it's okay to stumble. Share your struggles, your wins, and everything in between. A good support system can be your anchor when things get rough and your cheering squad when you hit those high notes. Now, picture this. You're working on a creative project, pouring your heart and soul into it, but the results just aren't what you envisioned. You start to doubt yourself, feeling like a complete failure. It's easy to let that negativity spiral out of control. But wait. Remember those key takeaways. Instead of getting swallowed by self-criticism, take a deep breath and remind yourself. This isn't the end, it's a redirection. Analyze what didn't work, adjust your approach, and try again with renewed energy and a fresh perspective. Maybe you need to experiment with different techniques, seek feedback from others, or simply step back for a bit and come at it with fresh eyes. The bottom line is, don't let the fear of failure hold you back from pursuing your dreams. Embrace it as part of the journey, learn from every stumble, and keep moving forward. You are capable of amazing things. So, my awesome listeners, what's one thing you're going to do today to cultivate a more positive relationship with failure? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media pages. Let's inspire each other to embrace the journey, setbacks and all. Remember, every day is a fresh start, a chance to learn, grow, and become the best versions of ourselves. Keep shining bright, my friends. Until next time, stay motivated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.